Okay. Any prayer requests? Okay, Brother Marcus and Brother David, brothers and sisters. Okay, let's pray. God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the blessings of life and health and strength. This time to be together with the brothers and sisters and think on you and your ways, encourage each other. Bless our time together this day. Bless the brothers and sisters around the world, those who are seeking after you. Bless Brother David, Brother Marcus, their time with the brothers in Spain. Just pray that you bring them safely to us again. Be with us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Today we're going to read from Job chapter 20. Job and his friends are going back and forth trying to figure out what's the problem. Why is Job having all these problems? Last week Job was talking and this week Job's friend Zophar begins to speak again. Let's begin reading verse 1. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite and said, "Therefore is my thought hard to answer, and for this I make haste. I have heard the check of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causeth me to answer. Knowest thou not this of old, since man was placed upon earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment? Though his excellency mount up to the heavens, and his head reach into the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own dung. They which have seen him shall say, Where is he? He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found. Yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye also which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him." Talking about a wicked man, a man who's a hypocrite. He's going to disappear just like a vision in the night, and you're not going to know about it anymore. Like you have a dream, and you wake up, and you don't even think about your dream anymore. Just start living, and then you might remember the dream later on just for a little bit. But you probably just forget about it. And Zophar is saying that's the way it's going to be with the wicked man. And he's saying that Job is that wicked man. Okay, let's keep reading verse 10. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hands shall restore their goods. You know how when someone gets to be older, their children should begin to take care of them and help them. But here he's saying a wicked man, that his children are going to be giving their things to the poor. And then this man, instead of his children helping him, he's going to have to work to help the poor because his children are giving all their money away to the poor. They're spending all their money. They don't have anything, so the parents have to actually be helping the children, instead of the children helping the parents. Okay. Keep reading verse 11. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth, yet his meat is in his bowels, is turned, it is the gall of asps within him. He hath swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again. God shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of asps. The viper's tongue shall slay him. He shall not see the rivers, the floods, the brooks of honey and butter. That which he labored for shall he restore, and shall not swallow it down according to his substance shall the restitution be. And he shall not rejoice therein, because he hath oppressed and hath forsaken the poor, because he hath violently taken away an house which he builded not. Surely he shall not feel quietness in his belly. He shall not save of that which he desired. There shall none of his meat be left. Therefore shall no man look for his goods. In the fullness of his sufficiency he shall be in straits. Every hand of the wicked shall come upon him. When he is about to fill his belly, God shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, and shall rend it upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and the bow of steel shall strike him through. It is drawn, and it cometh out of the body. Yea, the glittering sword cometh out of his gall. Terrors are upon him. All darkness shall be hid in secret places. A fire not blown shall consume him. It shall go ill with him that is left in his tabernacle. The heavens shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed unto him by God. All these bad things that he's saying that Job is going through because he's a wicked man and a hypocrite. But we know the end of the story, that at the end of the story, God gave him back all the things that he'd lost. What do you think Zophar said then? He was probably thinking about it. All these bad things that he said about Job, and then God began to bless him and give him back everything he lost. Okay. All right. You can stand and say your verses about the teachings of Christ and how you put them into practice, how they help you to live. Okay. Mari, you want to start?
Okay. Matthew 5:22. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire.
Okay. Can you explain how you can do this?
You need to just keep your temper and not lose it and not get angry and not do good when people do bad things to you.
Okay, good. Try to speak loud so everyone can hear you. Last night some of the brothers were talking and they said that sometimes they just can hardly hear what you're saying up here. So we talked about passing the microphone around, but really some of you do pretty good. Some of you talk real loud and everyone can hear it. And then some of you can just hardly hear what you're saying. So try to sort of turn that way and talk as loud as you can. Everyone can hear you.
Luke 14:13. It says, "Satan fights the people that can't pay you back." So, for Thanksgiving, we try to invite the people that can't pay us back.
Okay, good.
Matthew 5:37. But let your yes be yes and your no. But whatever is more than this is from the evil.
Someone took away my goods, and
Okay, good.
Luke 6, 30. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from him who takes away your goods, do not ask them back. And that means that if somebody takes away something that you want, and they don't
okay.
Luke 16:10. He that is faithful in little is faithful in much. Like when I put my bike away or feed my servants in water than me.
Can you turn the other way so everyone can hear you back there? Okay, good. All right, good job. Okay, for next week, you can look up verses about when Jesus comes back again. Okay? Go back.
We are always going to look at verses about gates when men were turned away by strangers.
Okay, all right, good. So there you go. Stand up. Go ahead, Adam.
In 1 Kings 11, it tells about how Solomon was turned away from God by his strange wife, and God took away his kingdom from his descendants because he did that.
Judges 16:18-20. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, he sent and told to the lords of the Philistines, said, come up this morning, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the Lord of the Philistines came up to her, and he brought money in his hand. And she made him sleep upon his knees. And she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him.
Ecclesiastes 7, verse 26 says, "And I find one better than death, the woman whose heart is snares and nets, and her hand is banned. Whoso pleases God shall escape from her, but her sin is undertaken by her."
Proverbs 7:26. "For she cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her."
Revelation 2:20. "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who called herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols."
Proverbs 9:13-18. "A foolish woman is slain, but she is simple, and she is very blessed. For she sits at the door of her house on the heat and high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their way. Whoso is simple, let him turn and take it. And as for him that wanted understanding, she said, stolen water are sweet, and bread in the secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of heaven."
Proverbs 5:3-5. "For the lips of a strange woman are often the tongue of a woman, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps take hold on hell."
Proverbs 7:21-22. "With her much fair speech she shall continue, but the flattering of her lips she forces. He goeth after her straightway, as the rock goeth to the slaughter, or the fool to the curse."
Judges 16, "When Delilah the king, Samson, by telling him the road to where his strength came from."
Proverbs 31:30. "Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman appeareth to the Lord, she shall be praised."
Genesis 3:17-19. "Come to Adam," he said, "because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face shalt thou do bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it was thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return."
Genesis 39:7-12. "And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast longing eyes on Joseph, and said to him, lie with me. But he refused and said to his master's wife, look, my master does not know what is with me. And he has committed all that he has to my hands. There's no one greater in the house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you're God. How then can I do this great wickedness, sin against God?" So it was, as she spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her. To lie with her or to be with her. It happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the women of the house were inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. He left the garment in her hand, and fled and ran outside.
1 Kings 11:2-4. "For the nations concerning which the Lord said unto the children of Israel, you shall not go into, and you shall not come into you. For surely they will turn away your mothers after your God. Solomon laid unto thee even love, and he had 700 For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after their gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord was his God, as was the heart of David his father.
Judges 16:16-17. When Elijah was trying to find out what Samson's secret was, that he had no strength, she said that he didn't love him, or didn't love her, and she nagged him every day, and he wouldn't tell her, but she just kept on. So finally, he gave in and told her, and then he got out of his life.
2:9-10. Then his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast to their integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we accept this from God and shall we not accept perversely?" And all this, Job did not sin against.